He's going to take it himself for a championship!
A double play wins it for Brady.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. McCutcheon, touchdown.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon from North Allegheny School District campus and the WPIL softball semifinals. The WJPA Sports Network getting set for a 6A semi matchup as the number 6 Big Macs of Canada McMillan take on the number 2 Seneca Valley Raiders. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg along with our WJPA Sports Network crew, Eric Bennett, our floor director, with Brett Gambita on the camera. Just a bit ago here at North Allegheny in the 4A bracket, Hampton blanked Blackhawk 10-0 in 5 innings. This 6A bracket is the smallest of the 12 diamond sports fields in the WPIL playoffs. The top two teams, Hempfield and Seneca Valley, had byes to the semis. Number 5 Norwin beat number 4 Pine Richland. Canada McMillan got by number 3 North Allegheny, both by 3-1 scores. Today's Canada McMillan semi-final game against Seneca Valley on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. And by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. We'll take a closer look at this semifinal matchup when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Big Macs and Seneca Valley have met a couple of times in the WPIL playoffs in the last 25 years. Met in 2019 quarterfinal round matchup, Seneca Valley an 8-4 win over Canamac. The Big Macs beat Seneca Valley 5-2 in the quarters in 2005. Seneca Valley, state championship game in 2022, losing to Springford 5-0. Went to the WPIL finals last year, lost to Hempfield. For the Big Macs, quarterfinal losses in each of the last 2 years. Last year, a one-run loss to Norwin. 2 years ago, lost to Pine Richland 1-0 in the quarters. The Big Macs in 2021 went to the state semifinals after losing to Bethel Park in the WPIL championship game. This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of the game without the express written consent of the WPIL, WJPA Radio, and the NFHS Network is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. Canamac is 7-11 overall, 0-6 against teams still playing in tournament action this week. Losses twice to Norwin, to Hempfield twice, and to Seneca Valley twice. Seneca Valley, meanwhile, at 19-1, their only loss coming to Hempfield, and that the reason Hempfield got the one seed and Seneca Valley the two. That 15-2 setback back on the 1st of May. Other than that, the Raiders are 5-1 against teams still playing. Swept Norwin, split with Hempfield, and swept the Canada McMillan Big Macs. Great to have you along. We got here early this afternoon ahead of that 4A game with clouds increasing in in volume and in negative outcome looks got darker and darker, but that finally squared away, and we got some rain in the pregame of the 4A game, but then that skies have cleared and look very nice at the moment. Starting lineups and first pitch in the 6A semifinal, Cannon McMillan and Seneca Valley, when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Monacalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to North Allegheny. The place is hopping with the 6A semifinals on the line. Mentioned this is the smallest playoff field in the 12 WPIL postseason brackets in spring sports. But not only is it a small field, but the outcome is very small. Only the champion advances to the PIAA bracket. Defensively, here's what Seneca Valley's lineup looks for. Marlise Hames, the head coach. Daughter Lexi Hames in the circle. Anna Kalkowski behind the plate. Bella Gross at first. Addie Winkle at second. Nevi Miller at the third. And Liv Harum at short. Riley Cratchaville in left, Kara Pasquale in center, and Kylie Stout is the right fielder. For Cannon McMillan and the head coach Michelle Moeller, second baseman Olivia Ford will lead off. Center fielder Morgan Doyle follows in the two spot with Haley Swope playing third base and hitting third. Kirsten Williams, the first baseman, will bat fourth, followed by shortstop Skyla Stebbin and the catcher Emily Boer. Designated player Leah LaSalvia in the 7th spot, pitcher Lila Mowry hits 8th, and Sammy Merkel will bat 9th and play left field. The flex player is the right fielder, Aurora Sheridan. So again, it's Ford, Doyle, and Swope on top. Williams, Stebbin, Boer in the middle, LaSalvia, Mowry, and Merkel on the bottom with Sheridan in right field as the flex player. Lexi Hames missed a little time with a shoulder injury during the year. Seneca Valley has been nearly unbeatable with her in the lineup and becomes very beatable with her out. We are set to get underway. Olivia Ford steps in. One thing about Hames, she is very deliberate on the pitching rubber. Home plate umpire Mike McConnell calls the first pitch a strike. Vincent D'Antoni working the bases along with Dave Foth. Haynes works the ball in the glove to her right hip, then back out in front. Very deliberate. Waiting game. Pitch misses up and away for a ball at 1-1. Winner of this game will play the winner of the Hempfield-Norwin semifinal that is due to be underway at Gateway. Bunch of games at Gateway today in the WPIL softball semis. 1-1. Ford fouls it off. Out of play, and the count goes to 1-2. 3 o'clock game at Gateway is in the 6th inning. Last we had, number 1 Armstrong, number 4 Penn Trafford tied at 6 in the 5A bracket. So obviously the 5 o'clock game, Hempfield and Norwin, delayed, and Thomas Jefferson Latrobe will be well behind that. One ball, two strikes. Hames set and deals. Ford fouls it off. Swung and missed. The ball to the backstop, and Ford's going to beat the wrap. Boy, got a little bit of a sound there, but apparently that was simply the ball going off the glove of catcher Anna Kalkowski. We get a look, and there was no bat contact. And it is a strikeout and a passed ball. So a runner at first. Strikeout and a passed ball. And that'll bring up center fielder Morgan Doyle. Well, you expect to not score a lot of runs. You're certainly looking at a bunt situation here. The bunt, Pat goes through and misses on the bunt. Throw back on the back pick goes into short right field, but no damage done. Everybody back where they were. And Penn Trafford and Armstrong now going to the eighth inning. 6-6 after 7. Bunt fouled off. That goes to the backstop screen, and now the count 0-2. And Doyle not so much showing sacrifice attempt there, showing more of a bunt for a base hit. Kind of that slap look, but didn't slap with the bat, the run-up and the chop at the ball with the bunt attempt. But 0-2 on that. Hames with the ball in front. Hands up, now down, swing and a miss. Strikeout. First out.
Third baseman, number 10.
Second strikeout of the game for Lexi Hames. Haley Swope to the plate now. When you get a gift of a leadoff runner, the two-hitter coming up, you want to get that runner across. And the key there is to commit to giving yourself up to advance the runner. And that did not happen. So a runner at first and one out. Swope shows bunt and fouls that one right back off the grill of home plate umpire Mike McConnell. Lost the mask on that foul ball. That bunt just up over the glove of the catcher Kalkowski, and that got Mike McConnell square in the mask. No, Swope fails on her bunt attempt. Chartiers Houston leads Carmichael's 1-0. Top of the second inning. Bunt shown, pitch taken down and in. Wasn't a lot of move pulling the bat back by Swope, but apparently enough, says McConnell, to make that a ball. Corner infielders playing way up. That gives Olivia Ford at first a little freedom there. Ames deals, bunt shown, pitch taken high. Now the back pick to the second baseman, and Ford would have been better served to go the other way. Picked off by catcher Kalkowski to Winkle, covering up behind her for the second out. Play goes 2-4, and now two out and nobody on. When you look now back at your two batter not getting the bunt down and getting that runner to second base. And now two balls and a strike, the count at the plate. Pitch misses low, ball 3. Strikeout, passed ball, couple of failed bunt attempts and a strikeout, then sacrifice shown but pulled back and a back pick off at first. Here's the 3-1, that's in for a called strike. And now the count full up at 3-2. Three-hitter Haley Swope with Kirsten Williams hoping for a plate appearance in this frame. Lexi Hames winds and deals. 3-2, late wave and a miss. Three strikeouts in the inning. We've played half an inning. Cannon McMillan, nothing. Seneca Valley coming to bat here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outski your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Set the defense for the Big Macs. Lila Mowry on the pitching rubber. Emily Boer behind the plate. Kirsten Williams handles first base. Olivia Ford at second. Haley Swope at third. Skyla Stebbin, the Big Mac shortstop. Sammy Merkel will be positioned in the grass right below us here. Our broadcast vantage point above the fence here in left center field at North Allegheny. Morgan Doyle's in center. Aurora Sheridan is in right field. Thinking we might have a gate open somewhere. Yes, indeed, bullpen gate. And we'll have to get that closed. Dave Foth making the jog all the way out almost to the home run fence. He's probably 180 feet from home plate, so he's 120 feet from his normal station. Closes the gate, and we'll be ready to go when he makes it back into the dirt area at home plate or thereabouts. Abby Kalkowski, the designated player, will lead off. She'll be followed by center fielder Kara Pasquale and the pitcher Lexi Hames. Middle part of the order, Bella Gross, Nevi Miller, and Kylie Stott. First pitch from Mowry. Misses low for ball one. Check the rest of the Seneca Valley batting order here momentarily. My apologies on that. Pitch outside again, off speed, misses wide, 2-0. Seven hitter will be Liv Harum. Anna Kalkowski, the catcher, bats eighth, and Riley Cratchaville in the nine spot. The flex player is Addie Winkle, the second baseman. Two balls, no strikes to Abby Kalkowski. Pitch drops in for a called strike, taking the count to 2-1. Seneca Valley with a bye in the quarterfinals. Play the winner of the 3-6 matchup. Cannon McMillan, the 6, beat the 3 North Allegheny 3-1. Ground ball foul wide of first. Kirsten Williams gloves it just in case. Was right at the bag, but that ball wide of the mark. Two strikes, two balls. Leadoff batter Abby Kalkowski. Prior to the loss May 1st to Hempfield, 16 straight wins to open the season. Hardest pitch of the day by Mowry, and not exactly a fastball, but that just above the letters, and runs the count full at 3-2. Big Macs do not expect to get a lot of base runners against Hames. They certainly don't want to give a lot up, but we're going to start it with a walk on a 3-2 pitch. And that ball never was a threat. Hit the dirt just in front of home plate.
Pasquale.
Lead off walk to bring Kara Pasquale up. Let's see what the thinking of the Seneca Valley coaching staff is. Marlise Hames. And again, a two-hitter, good with the bat, shows bunt, pulls back, takes low and away, ball one. And Pasquale didn't give that standard sacrifice square around look. But many times two hitters aren't early in games aren't that. Bunt put down but foul. It rolls the path from the home plate circle to the third base dugout entrance. A ball and a strike. if you're, the instructions are, you know, you're going to bunt, but, you know, do it as an attempt to get a base hit. That's one thing. If you're up there to sacrifice, then that's a whole different look at home plate. Pitch taken low for a ball, 2-1. Again, in the dirt from Lila Mowry. Into the ball game, we'll choose our player of the game, presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Ball slapped foul, wide of third. Swope gave it a shot, tried to snare the line drive, but she's probably 8 feet, maybe 10 feet in front of third base, and that on a dead run to the spot was, ball still was probably 6 or 8 feet short of getting to her. 2-2 to the plate. Tapper up the first base side. Equal opportunity batter here. Foul balls toward both dugouts. Count holds it 2-2. Pasquale trying to get the ball in play and trying to move the runner, Kalkowski, up to second base or beyond. Two balls, two strikes. Mowry's pitch misses low for ball three. A lot of playoff success for both of these teams, and that's what makes it so odd that in the last 25 years they've played twice. Line shot finds the grass in center. Doyle plays it back in quickly. The ball gets away for a moment, but nicely backed up by Kirsten Williams.
The pitcher, number 44, Lexi Hayes.
Walk and a single. That ball hanging up above the waist and just floats over the plate. And Pasquale did not miss the opportunity. Lexi Hames to the plate now. 2-1, nobody out in the Seneca Valley first. Mowry deals. Fastball misses off the edge. Ball one. Thought for a minute on that hit by Pasquale that Doyle was going to take a shot to come and get it, but discretion, better part of valor early on, play that ball and hold it to a single, and that's what she did. Hames takes a strike to even the count at 1-1. Could be a huge situation in this WPIL semifinal. The sixth seed trying to defend, 2-1, nobody out. Comebacker to the circle. Glove throw to third is dropped. A low throw from Mowry. She gloved the ground ball, dropped it, picked it up, rushed the throw to third, threw it low, and it wasn't caught by Swope. And that's a throw really on the replay there. You see it's the throw that's got to be caught. That's at E5. But that allows Hames to reach base. Kalkowski to third on the error. Pasquale to second. And Hames aboard. I think we got a runner at the first base for the pitcher. I'm going to guess Emery Rice, I believe, is who it is, but get a better look here in a moment. So the bases are now loaded with nobody out. It is Emery Rice. Fly ball, shallow center, coming on as Doyle. Glove it, runner tags, throw to the plate, going to chase the runner back. Excellent play by Doyle. Set that up perfectly. Got the line, got herself lined up to move forward, making the catch toward the home plate and able to get the out.
Also running at first for the Raiders, number 6, Emery Rice.
Emery Rice is the courtesy runner for the pitcher. One out here in the inning now, and Miller stands in. First pitch from Mowry, misses high and tight, ball one. A walk, a single, a comebacker, throw not handled at third to load the bases. And now the fly out to center. Runners have to hold. Pitch in the dirt. Dug out by Buehr. Nice job there by the catcher. 2-0 the count. Nowhere for Mowry to put the batter. Miller. Big Mac's trying to wiggle out of trouble here in the bottom of the first. Pitch called high for ball three. Fastball's back-to-back from Mowry. One low, one high. And now you have to throw the ball over the plate. Right-hander deals, and way up and away. Ball four. Force a run in. Bases stay loaded. Easiest RBI of the season for Miller. Second walk of the inning.
Right fielder number 14, Kylie Stout.
Kylie Stout comes to the plate now. The run, by the way, is unearned because Kalkowski should have been out at third. And a conference in the circle. That is player only. And Seneca Valley taking advantage of that and having a conference at the third base bag. Home plate umpire Mike McConnell breaks the circle meeting up. Kylie Stout comes to the plate. Bases are loaded. First pitch in for a called strike. 1-0. Seneca Valley with the lead. Mowry staring at the wristband. Winds and deals. Pitch in the dirt. Buehr digs that out. Count even up at 1-1. Walk, single, infield error, fly out to center, bases loaded walk. That's where we are so far. Swing and a miss. And now 1-2 to Stout. One ball, two strikes. Mowry's pitch to the plate, beating the ground, foul. Ball knocked down there by Swope outside the bag. Count holds at 1-2. Ground ball to short. Flip to second for one. Step back, throw to first is not in time. Out goes 6-4. At second, Rice moves to third on the fielder's choice, and Pasquale scores the second run of the inning. And that run and all others that score will be unearned. Liv Harum to the plate now. Bottom of the first, 2-0 lead for Seneca Valley. First pitch fouled off. Runners at the corners now for the Raiders. It is Rice at third. Stout, who went into that fielder's choice force play, on at first base. Harum, the shortstop, stands in. Mowry's pitch misses up and away for a ball. Evens the count at 1-1. Seneca Valley had the bases loaded and nobody out. Three batters later, two down, two runs in. Ball skied to right center. Right fielder Sheridan settles under it, makes the grab, and the side is retired. But the Raiders score twice on just one hit, a costly Kanemak error, and two left on. We've played one. Your score, Seneca Valley 1, two. Excuse me, Seneca Valley 2, Kanemak nothing at the end of an inning. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Go to the top of the second inning. 2-0 lead for Lexi Hames.
Leading off and batting fourth in the lineup for the Big Macs, first baseman, number 91.
8 shutouts this year for Seneca Valley, including 3 in a row to start the year. Then I better recount there. 3 to start, then 6 in a row in the middle of April. 10 shutouts on the year for Seneca Valley. Big Max down a 2 spot. 4 hitter Kirsten Williams stands in, takes the first pitch high for ball 1. You go back and reconstruct the bottom of the first and could have gotten out of the inning without giving up anything, but the drop throw at third proves costly. It ends up allowing 2 runs to score because the inning is extended. Williams swings and misses in a pitch up and out of the zone. Winner goes to the WPIL championship game. The loser season is over. 1-1, Williams swings and misses. In addition, the winner will still have to win the championship game to reach the state playoffs. 6A softball out of the WPIL. Only one team advances. One, two, up and away. Evens the count at 2-2. Sometime very soon, we should be seeing those qualifiers for the next cycle. PIAA board meeting. We should be getting those in the next month or so on spring qualifiers and how many get in. 2-2, swing and a miss. 4th strikeout. Big Max did have a base runner. First strikeout of the game. Pass ball. Olivia Ford reached base but was then picked off by the catcher. Skyla Stebbin steps into the batter's box now. Canamack shortstop. Ames setting the grip with the glove on the right hip, now out in front, hands up, hands down, step and throw a strike. A very deliberate delivery. Armstrong, the 5A 1 seed, winner 8-6. Thank you, Brandon Rossi. 0-1 to the plate, swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Lexi Hames, a little over 25 seconds there on after getting that throw back. Pitch misses high. She, tell you what, when the day comes that she pitches in college, she will have to adjust this pre-pitch activity. Nice. Pitch to the plate, check swing, appeal to first, no is the swing indication. Two balls, 2 strikes to Skyla Stebbin. Yeah, the collegiate rule is 20 seconds from the time you receive the ball back in the circle. And she is well past that. So when Lexi Hames goes to the next level, she will have to adjust. Three balls, two strikes, the count to Skylar Stebbin. The pass ball strikeout, only runner so far for Canamac through one and a third. Comes the 3-2, strike three looking.
Batting six.
Get a good look at the replay when that ball, the height of the ball above the knees, right down the inside edge of the plate, the ball over that inside edge. So no question whatsoever, a looking strikeout. Emily Boer, the catcher, due up now. It's five strikeouts in five batters for Lexi Hames. First pitch to Boer. Fastball waist high, called strike. Hames looks back home. Now winds and deals. 0-1, swing and a miss. It's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two out, and nobody on for the Big Macs. Down 2-0. Right-hander rotates the shoulders, plants the glove on the hip. Now winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Side retired. We go to the bottom of the second. Seneca Valley 2, Canada McMillan nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Monacalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Go to the bottom of the second inning. Anna Kalkowski will lead off for Seneca Valley. Raiders had a lot of traffic on the bases in that first frame. Managed two across. But had only one hit in that inning. Ground ball foul. Wide of third. No balls and a strike. The ball's in a strike to Kalkowski. Catcher Lila Mowry. It's the sign. The right-hander winds and deals. Sky to the left. Merkel giving chase in fair territory. A step shy of the foul line. Probably 75 feet down the line. Fly out to left. One out in the inning. That'll bring up Riley Cratchaville. The nine hitter. Left-handed swinger. And Sammy Merkel and now Morgan Doyle both move way in and shift Merkel toward the line and Doyle toward the gap. Slap hitter. Run up. Pitch taken low for a ball. You can get the defensive alignment. Chartiers, Houston, and Carmichael's go to the fourth in the 1A semis. 1-0, Chartiers, Houston. Two balls, no strikes. The count on Cratchable. Left-handed slap hitter runs up, takes a breaking ball, running down and away, 3-0. Seneca Valley with the 2-0 lead. And the nine hitter Takes ball four, a four-pitch walk to the nine-hitter. Second walk allowed. Check that. Third walk allowed by Mowry through nine batters. Back to the top of the order, and Abby Kalkowski walked and scored the game's first run. Ball stroke to right, trying to get over to it. Sheardon makes a grab. Just as the ball crosses the foul line, play back to the infield for the second out. Outstanding running grab. Two outs now. Well, yeah, into the shadows. And that ball, actually a fair ball. Good job there by Sheardon to get it in the glove. It was a fair ball. So two outs now in the inning. Runner at first is Cratchable. Pitch to the plate. Fastball misses low to the left-handed slap hitting two-hitter, Kara Pasqual. She singled after seeing a bunch of pitches. Her first time up, single to center straight away. Bunt shown, taken for a strike. Runner on the move, throw down strong and out. Caught stealing at second base. Play goes to a strong throw from Boer to retire the side. We go to the top of the third inning. Raiders. Your score, Seneca Valley 2, Canna McMillan nothing, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only saw in fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
We go to the Canna McMillan third inning. Let's go back and get a quick look at that caught stealing that ended the frame. Great job there by Boer to come up and the throw right on the money to shortstop Skyla Steben, who just set the glove down and let the runner slide into it with the hand, and the caught stealing 2-6, ending the Seneca Valley second inning. Big Max LaSalvia to bat. Leah LaSalvia, the designated player. Canna Max, six batters so far, six outs. Swinging a foul tip, no balls and a strike. LaSalvia ready to go. Hames winds and deals. LaSalvia swings and misses, and now in an 0-2 hole. Hames goes for a walk to the head of the circle. Got the signal number from the dugout. Checks the wrist. Toes the rubber. Ball onto the hip. Hands together, back in front, long pause, hands up, hands down, and now the delivery. Swing and a miss, a three-pitch strikeout. Seven straight strikeouts for Lexi Hames to start the game.
Lila Mowry.
Lila Mowry to the plate now. Top of the third inning, 2-0 lead for Seneca Valley on an absolutely gorgeous afternoon here in the northern suburbs. Though some here in Wexford would call Pittsburgh a southern suburb of Wexford. Swing and a miss. Good fastball from Hames. Seven batters, seven strikeouts, though one of them reached base, but not for long. Olivia Ford started the game reaching on a strikeout pass ball, but was promptly backpicked by catcher Anna Kalkowski. Ball was bunted out in front of the plate. It's going to roll and goes foul. Softball IQ at work right there. Ball bunted and popped up in the air, and the spin's going to bring it foul and rolls back past the plate and then is touched for strike two. Good job by the infielders charging and by catcher Kalkowski. Going to be a tough play to get an out, so let it roll foul if it will. Comes an 0-2. Wait, swing and a miss. For the second out. Mowry down on strikes, and now Sammy Merkel
batting ninth,
to bat.
Left fielder number 21, Sammy Merkel.
Seneca Valley 10-6 win over the Big Macs April 30th, but then an 8-0 Raiders win. One against Hames, one not against Hames. You can figure out which is which. Fastball misses high, ball one. And Seneca Valley makes no bones about the fact, but any team should be able to recognize you have a talent of Lexi Hames in the circle. You're a different softball team than just about anybody else pitching for you. 1-0 misses low, two balls and no strikes. Nine-hitter Sammy Merkel trying to work her way aboard. Quiet crowd here at North Allegheny, WPIL 6A semifinal. Comes the 2-0, swing and a miss. Last word we had from Montour had Chartiers Houston leading Carmichael's 1-0, top four of the 1A semifinals. That winner will play Union, a 10-0 winner over West Green. Ball bunted through for strike two. If you're the batter there and you're bunting, and the way Seneca Valley comes so hard at both corners and then Hames is coming out of the circle as well. Oh, and by the way, the ball's coming at you. Here comes the 2-2. Merkel fouls it off straight back. Stays alive. Get another look at a 2-2 pitch. The West Green loss to Union drops the Pioneers into a third-place game, but already a playoff berth in hand. Top four teams in 1A go to the state playoffs. Here comes the 2-2. Merkel takes high for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Two out, nobody on. Big Macs down two, batting in the top of the third. And the difference between 1A and 6A is simply the percentage of teams in the classification from the WPIL. Many more 1A teams compared to the rest of the state than 6A teams compared to the rest of the state. Swing and a miss. Good low fastball from Lexi Hames to end the inning. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Seneca Valley 2, Cannon McMillan nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
2-0, Seneca Valley leading. The Raiders had all kind of traffic aboard early in the first, got a couple of runs across, but then things have settled down a little bit for Lila Mowry. Big Macs had a base runner to start the game, but that didn't last long with the back pick. And Lexi Hames dominating, but I just want to take you back 24 hours. Autumn Boyd was dominating Bentworth, the Bearcats, had just one hit through five innings and trailed 1-0, two outs in the seventh. With one out, Boyd walked the eighth hitter. Tapper to circle, glove, throw to first, and out. Good quick play by Lila Mowry to get the out of Kara Pasquale. 1-3 on the ground out. And we'll get a good look there at first. That Tapper hit the ground three times. And the throw to first in time. Vincent D'Antoni with the out call at first, and the replay confirms that. Not that if it said something different that anything would change. Pitcher Lexi Hames to the plate now with one out. Bottom of the third inning. Seneca Valley with the 2-0 lead. Hames takes low for ball one. Then in that bottom of the seventh last night with Laurel leading 1-0, one out, a walk to the eight hitter. The nine hitter puts down a bunt that the runner at first ends up going first to third on the sacrifice. Hames fouls one off. That's going to get out of play. And of course, Sidney Gonglick, the Bearcats leadoff hitter, hitting about 7,000 on the season. It's only about a 1/10 multiplier too much, 700 for the year. And Laurel, of course, walks her. The Bearcat fans didn't like it, but if the shoes were reversed, they're going to walk whoever it is as well. But then stepping in and delivering a two-out, two-run double on a line to left field, Sophia Gossa, and turned that from being dominated to walking off celebrating and going to the championship. So that's why in regulation you play seven innings in these games, because things can happen. Even though nothing has for a while for the Big Macs, they're certainly hopeful of keeping things right where they are. Pitch to the plate, it's a called strike. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the third inning. And really, when you're playing defense, the only thing you can concentrate on, the only thing you can afford to think about is keeping it where it is. Fastball misses high. Ball four, runner aboard. And we'll likely see the courtesy runner, Emery Rice, once again. Fourth
once again,
walk.
Running at first for Seneca Valley, number six, Emery Rice.
Fourth walk of the game allowed by Lila Mowry in just 12 Bella batters.
Gross.
Fortunate to only be at a 2-0 deficit. One of the things I like about the Diamond Sports, unlike really many other sports, if you're batting, the other team cannot score. Period, the end. Hockey, Penguins showed us this year, you could have the puck and still be scored on. Football, you can have the ball and all of a sudden you're chasing a guy down, taking a pick six back on you. Can't happen in baseball and softball. So when you're playing defense, the only thing you can concentrate on is keeping the deficit, if that's where you are, where it is. Ball beating the ground, foul by Gross. Count even up at 1-1. And if you're batting, you can't worry about anything that you've done defensively because you can't change it. And you can't waste your opportunities with the bat in hand because you're thinking about what you did or didn't do in the field. Gross steps back in, skies one down the right field line. It's going to just drift out of play. First baseman Kirsten Williams, the closest of three to it. The ball dropped right over in front of the right field bleacher area. So a ball and two strikes to Bella Gross. She fly ball to center her first at bat. Courtesy runner Rice at first. Pitch misses off the mark for a ball. 2-2. When I think back how the second inning ended, that caught stealing. Good throw by Boer. Maybe put the brakes on any running game idea. A little dust funnel cloud in the home plate area. That blows off. Swing and a miss. Batter is out. The runner off first. Batter is out automatically, but the runner wisely gets back to first base. So a play like that gave a base away. And
third baseman,
Dangerous play. You got to know the rules. With a runner at first base and less than two out, a strikeout is a strikeout. It's an out. It doesn't require anything else. So two down now, and Miller comes to the plate. Off-speed pitch, stroke to center, but right at the center fielder, Morgan Doyle. She'll handle the line drive to end the inning. A one-out walk and a runner left on. We've played three complete. Your scores, Seneca Valley 2, Canada McMillan nothing, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Olivia Ford will lead off the Canada McMillan fourth inning. She led off the first, leads off the fourth. The Big Macs have sent nine batters to the plate, and Seneca Valley has put up nine outs. Eight in the books by strikeout, one strikeout pass ball pickoff, catcher to second. Nine batters up, nine batters down, though not a perfect game. Hames winds and deals. Ford waits on an off-speed pitch and takes it outside for ball one. Had a no-hitter in the 4A semifinal. 10-0 win for the Hampton Talbots over Blackhawk. Five-inning no-hitter. Three base runners in that game for Blackhawk. All walks. 1-0, up and away, ball two. Chartreuse Houston and Carmichael's to the bottom of the fifth. Chartreuse Houston leading 1-0. Carmichael's is the home team in that game by way of their two seed. Those two teams split their regular season series. Swing and a miss. Good fastball from Hames. Ford took a good cut at it but came up empty. And because Carmichael's won the latter of the two meetings, the WPIL committee seating Carmichael's 2 and Chartreuse Houston 3. That, as it turns out, affects who's home team in today's game. Ball fouled off. Ford right on that pitch, just tapped it foul straight back. Just underneath that pitch, out over the plate. Well, against a pitcher like Hames, you get a hittable pitch. You got to be ready for it, and you can't miss it. Activity in the Big Macs bullpen. Not a surprise that Canamack would bring in another pitcher at some point. Brooke Boomer. Swing and a miss. Ball dropped by Kalikowski. Can't pick it up, and look at this. Olivia Ford, twice today, has reached base striking out. Pass ball again. Kalikowski, it was in, it popped out. She dropped it, tried to get down and get it, didn't get it, goes down, tries to get it, and does not. And now the Seneca Valley dugout asking home plate umpire Mike McConnell to check with his mates. See if we get a look at that replay. And I mean, that ball just popped right out. Let's get a look here on the replay. And she, I will say this, she caught it, glove going down, and she tried to pop the glove back up, and the ball pops out with it coming back up, but it was pretty instantaneous, and so the pass ball has Olivia Ford aboard. Strikeout number 10, pass ball number 2. Morgan Doyle stands in, didn't get the bunt down the first time, pops this bunt up to the backstop screen. The ball's in a strike. Yeah, I'd be willing to wager that this is a sacrifice appearance at the plate for Morgan Doyle. So your job is to get the bunt down and try to allow the runner forward to get to second base before the play ends. Run up, slap, tapper to the left side. Third baseman Miller gloves it, throws it away. Was going to be a base hit anyway, I think. It was going to be bang, bang at first. That little slap beat it in the ground. And the runners end up at second and third. Get back and check this replay here. Just a nice job there to beat it in the ground by Doyle. Third baseman Miller's throw was not going to be in time before the ball got to the first baseman Doyle across the bag. So an infield single and an E5 then to advance the runners to second and third. And don't look now, but Canamac has the tying runs in what is called scoring position. Of course, somebody hits a home run, they were in scoring position also. So a base hit and an E5.
Baseman, she was already across the bag. That's why I looked at it and gave a hit, so that's all.
Her runners at second and third to Haley Swope. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Yeah, one of the things I really like about this video setup and our partnership with Green Sports is get a couple of looks at stuff. Now Hames to the plate, bunt, and it's just foul. Runners were not going to be able to advance regardless, though it had the look that Swope may have gotten a hit out of that if it stays fair, but it does not. So two strikes now. And Eric, if you get a chance, let's run that back one more time on the play there at first to get a look at that. We'll take a peek again here when we can. Swope, 0-2, puts a bunt down. Runners have to hold. There'll be a play at first into the line. The batter is out. Throw to the plate, not in time. It's 2-1, and now an obstruction call at third. Boy, when you get the call, Morgan Doyle should have just kept going. As soon as you see the umpire put the obstruction hand out, keep going. And now Mike McConnell going to talk things over with the umpire at third. The third baseman, Miller, standing on the bag. The ball not coming there, and the runner coming into third ran into her, but they're going to leave Doyle at third base, a run in.
First baseman, Kirsten Williams.
Out at first base, going to end up as a sacrifice basically, because when the throw went to first to retire the batter, the runner comes in from third, but then the ball gets away. That enables Doyle in, so just a straight sacrifice all the way around there, and now Kirsten Williams at the plate with a chance to tie the game. Pitch to Williams, swing and a miss. One out here in the top of the fourth. Pitch taken for a called strike. Now 0-2 to Williams. She was showing bunt as well. Runner at second. 2-1 lead for Seneca Valley. Kirsten Williams, or runner at third, excuse me, not second. My apologies. Williams takes high for a ball.
So
One ball, two strikes the count with one out here in the Canamac fourth. Doyle on the bag at third. Haynes comes to the plate. Williams takes strike three looking. Two outs.
Shortstop Skylaw Stebbins.
11 strikeouts. Remember, this inning started with a strikeout that did not result in an out. And now for the second time, conference. This time it's Michelle Moeller talking to home plate umpire Mike McConnell. I don't think some congressional committees have met this often this year. But Mike McConnell gathering with those who want to meet with him. Two outs now here in the inning, and the batter is shortstop Skylar Stebbin with the tying run potentially at third. Ball popped up home plate area, but going to drift back and out of play. Strike one. All right, while everybody goes back, do you have that replay? All right, no? Okay, all right, we're good. We'll just hold on. All right. Two out, a runner at third, no balls and a strike to count to Skylar Stebbin. Ames deals, bunt shown, chopped at and fouled off straight back. Williams turned around to show bunt, Swope put down a bunt. Doyle bunted for a hit. The Big Macs have gone to the bunt attack. Trying to keep things going. Norwin leads Hempfield 2-0 after one in the other semifinal. Norwin, the 5 seed, swing and a miss, and the side is retired. But the Big Macs get on the board before the 12th strikeout by Lexi Hames through four innings. Kennemack a run on one hit, one error, one left on. We've played 3.5. Seneca Valley 2, Cannon McMillan 1 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kylie Stout to lead off the Seneca Valley inning. First pitch swinging, taps one back to Lila Mowry. Boy, another low throw there from Mowry. Kirsten Williams shortstop able to handle that one, though. One pitch, one out here in the fourth. Another score update. Carmichael's has scored twice. Lead Chartiers Houston 2-1 going to the sixth. Carmichael's and Chartiers Houston battling to go to the WPIL Finals against Union. The loser will play for third and fourth against West Green. Pitch in for a called strike. That game will be simply to set the order going to the state playoffs because all four of the semifinalists in 1A have already clinched state playoff spots. Off-speed pitch called high for a ball, 1-1. Four teams in 1A. Four in 3A, three teams in 2, 4, and 5A, and just the WPIL champion in this class, 6A. 1-1, a little humpback pitch in for a called strike. Lila Mowry still in the circle. The Big Macs did have Brooke Boomer warming up. Pitch misses high for a ball, 2-2 the count now. Three runs in the game, none of them earned. Two for Seneca Valley in the first, one for Canna McMillan in the top of the fourth. Comes the 2-2 to the plate. Fly ball to right, back into the shadows goes Sheridan, and then over toward the line makes the catch there for the second out. Well, after that, really messy first and an inning in which the Big Macs could have gotten out of completely unscathed, the Canamac defense has really settled down. Three batters to the plate for Seneca Valley in the second, four in the third, and so far two batters, two outs here in the fourth. Eight hitter Anna Kalkowski coming to the plate now. Fly out to left field in her only at-bat. First pitch beating the ground up over the circle, knocked down by the shortstop Stebbin. Throw to first, going to be ruled safe.
Left fielder Riley Crotchaville.
Okay. E6 on Stebbin will allow Kalkowski to reach. Run that back one more time, Eric. So two outs and the nine hitter is due up, Crotchaville. Well, tough play right there at the bag. If she gloves it cleanly, gets the out. So runner at first is Paige Bowles.
Now running at first for the Raiders, number 19, Paige Bowles.
And Bowles is a courtesy runner for the catcher. Mallory trying to pick up her shortstop. Fly ball to left. Going back as Merkel was playing very shallow and able to settle under it and make the grab to retire the side. No runs, no hits, an error, and one left on. We've played four complete. Your score, Seneca Valley 2, Canna McMillan 1 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Let's go to the top of the fifth inning. A 2-1 ball game. Yeah, Big Macs, 12 strikeouts against them through four innings. You know, there's three outs per inning. Four innings would give you 12, but that's not the way all the outs have come. Two batters have struck out and reached base, and both times it was Olivia Ford. First time she got picked off. The second time she came around to score Canna McMillan's only run. Emily Boer, the catcher, to bat now to lead off the fifth. Again, we play seven by regulation. We won't have the 15-run rule game, that's for sure. Ball is bunted up the third baseline, fielded by Miller, and easily throwing out Boer. Did not get out of the box well and grounds out.
Designated player
for the
Leah
first out.
LaSalvia.
Leah LaSalvia comes to the plate now. Big Macs again with the this time through the batting order after everybody struck out the first time through. A lot of bunt activity. Make the fielders field the ball and throw it effectively. Bunt shown. LaSalvia pops it foul back past the catcher. Nice try there by catcher Kalkowski. She tried to reach up with a bare hand and snare that going by her right ear, but unable to grab it. One out here in the top of the fifth. Big Macs will get to the top of the order at least one more time. Lexi Hames to the plate. 0-1 pitch, bunted through. It's 0-2. Now, if you're not confident swinging it, you ought to be able to be confident bunting at the ball, but Haynes brings it fast. She's 43 feet away and has some good movement on hard pitches even, so it's not as easy as you might want to think it is. Comes the 0-2, bunting through, strike three. 13th strikeout. Two outs in the inning.
The pitcher, Lila Mowry.
And Lila Mowry to the plate. I don't have to bore you with the details of what the Big Macs batters did each first time through. We've chronicled that pretty plainly. Four of them have struck out a second time here in the game. Mowry. Tapper right back to Hames. One hop, throw to first. A little wide of the mark, but saved by Gross. And the side is retired. The Big Macs go quietly in the top of the fifth. We've played 4.5. Seneca Valley 2, Canada McMillan 1 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Big Macs with a huddle before coming out of the dugout. And now all set to go. Mike McConnell has his lineup card out as he walks to the Seneca Valley dugout. Just get a quick check on the Big Macs defensively. Still Sheridan and Wright.
Score
Merkel
between Hemphill and
here
Norway.
In
the score is 2-0
left and
two.
Norway Doyle in center. Stebbin and Swope on the left side of the defense. It looks like Ford and Williams on the right side. And first pitch from Lila Mowry in for a called strike. So unless the Big Macs have changed catchers, everything the same. Top of the batting order for Seneca Valley, Abby Kalkowski takes the first pitch for a strike. And Mowry ready to go. Winds and deals. Ball lifted in the air to right. Plenty of room for Sheridan. Makes the catch. It's four fly ball outs handled by Sheridan. Kara Pasquale comes to the plate now. One for two in the game. Single to center in the first and scored the run that is now the difference, the second Seneca Valley run. Ball swung on and fouled off. That's onto the baseball field. John Cagnetti was up there mowing earlier. His radar just went up. I guarantee you that ball won't be there for long. He'll... No, it's there. 0-1 slapped just over the shortstop. Stebbin drops into left field for the second hit of the game for Pasquale. Second hit of the game for Seneca Valley. She has both hits, one to center, one to left. One out base runner. And now Lexi Hames to bat. Hames walked in the third. Also hit a comebacker to the circle that Mowry's throw to third was dropped. Ball ripped. Knocked down by the shortstop. Not going to be a play anywhere. Hames with a base hit. Two on and one out. Back-to-back singles here in the fifth.
Emery Rice is running at
first. Emery Rice to run at first. And that diving play into the 5-6 hole by Steb. And even if it hits solidly and sticks in the glove, she has no play. And now Bella Gross to the plate. Gross 0 for 2, a flyout and a strikeout. One-run lead for the two-seeded Raiders. Gross pulls one foul. Timing up that pitch from Mowry, but pulling it just ahead. Solid contact, just a hair early. Mowry, all kind of trouble in the first. Only gave up two in that inning and hasn't allowed anybody across since. Fly ball to left field, running toward the line. Merkel makes the grab, two down. Runners have to hold.
Third, 20, Nev Miller.
Third fly ball out, handled by Merkel here in left. Two outs now. Nev Miller to bat. Miller, a walk and a line out to center. Hit the ball right on the button her last time up, but right at center fielder Doyle. First pitch in for a called strike at the letters. Chartiers Houston has tied the game with Carmichael's 2-2 to the sixth. Those two played 15 innings earlier in the year. Pitch in the dirt goes all the way to the backstop, and the runners will advance on the wild pitch. So Pasquale to third and Rice to second. Boer's done a great job today with several pitches in the dirt, but just could not snare that one. Ball ripped foul off the block in the front of the Cannon McMillan dugout. Count goes to 1-2. Thank you, Jacob Knisner, in our downtown Washington studios. Norwin and Hempfield, same score. The 5-seed Knights leading 2-0. Pitch goes to the backstop again, and there is no play at the plate. Seneca Valley, two hits, but then after two outs, wild pitch, and a 3-1 lead. And you often say to knock off the predominant favorite, at least in your half of the bracket, you got to be pretty close to perfect, and the Big Macs have not been that today. But, you get to the fifth inning and a chance really to get out of the inning. And two wild pitches, one in the dirt and one over the top. Pop up in the infield. First baseman Williams calls for and makes the grab. And, boy, that the two wild pitches really sting now. A run across on two hits. One runner left on. We played five. Your score now. Seneca Valley 3, Cannon McMillan 1 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County goes to Washington. Our new Washington County College Center is open. Spotlight your future at our admissions showcase. Learn what CCBC offers Wednesday, November 15th from 5:30 till 7:30 at Intermediate Unit 1 in McMurray. Get to know us, explore programs, and start enrolling. Sophomores and juniors can earn college credits early and find the right career. RSVP at ccbc.edu/showcases or call 724-480-3383.
Virginia University keeps your college. Go to the top of the sixth, the nine hitter in the Cannon McMillan batting order, Sammy Merkel, due to bat.
Scholarships to help fund it all.
Well, yeah. Could have gotten out of the first without a run. Could have gotten out of the fifth without a run. And just the Big Macs have just not been able to be sharp enough against this number two seed Seneca Valley squad. Seneca Valley 19-1 on the year. The Big Macs are 7-11, and you got to figure that in that 7-11 record are innings just like we've seen in the first and fifth here today. Merkel, the nine-hitter, to lead off against Lexi Hames, who has 13 strikeouts through five. Bunt shown to pull it back. Pitch taken high for a ball. Big Max with one hit on the afternoon, and that a bunt with a race to beat the throw. It helped get the only run of the game on the board for Cannon Mack. The 1-0 pitch is due. It's on the way. Misses high, almost the same place. Hames misses up and out of the zone. Again, Merkel flashing that bat back and forth in a bunt position. You can't just leave it there. If you're going to take the pitch, you got to pull the bat back. And she has done that both times. 2-0, pulls it back this time as if to show bunt and swing. Takes a called strike. Following the game, we'll get you a scoring recap. Check the totals, the pitching numbers, and recognize our player of the game. Brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Merkel. A little kind of half swing there at that ball. Now back into the box with a count 2-2. Backs have had base runners in only two frames. Ball tap foul. Count will hold. And had only three batters in one of those two innings. First inning, the strikeout pass ball put four aboard, but she was picked off a batter later. Then in the fourth, strikeout pass ball allowed Ford to reach base. The bunt base hit and an error left runners at second and third, and Swope with a bunt to get them home, or to get one home. Ball popped foul, first base side. Gross giving a look, and Michelle Moeller trying to get out of the way. She just ends up hugging the top rail with a chain link perimeter fence. Ball out of play. Count holds it 2-2. A couple of two-strike foul balls by Merkel to stay alive. Aims that long deliberate pre-delivery windup move. Ball fouled off again. So called an early 3A first-round game. Yawk hosting, taking on McGuffey. And the two-hitter for Yawk had to see 40 pitches in four plate appearances, including at one point swing, tried to check up, strike three on the wave around. 14th strikeout,
Olivia,
just to finish the point. She swung at one pitch, or fouled off the first pitch, swung at the second, now is in an 0-2 hole, and fouled off the next 12 consecutive pitches. Her second at bat, she fouled off six in a row at one point. And her third at bat, she fouled off seven pitches and then singled. A battler in the batter's box. Humpback pitch in for a called strike. Top of the order, Olivia Ford has lived a charmed life in the batter's box. She has struck out twice and has reached base both times. Shy of like Mustang League, you're going to look a long time before you find that line again. Swing and a miss, it's 0-2. Ford back into the box. No balls, two strikes. Time is granted at home plate by umpire Mike McConnell. Question is not can Hames find the out pitch against Ford. The question is can Kalkowski hold on to it. Here comes an 0-2. That one goes to the backstop. You know, if Ford would have swung at that pitch, she'd have got on again. Oh, my. That pitch way up out of the zone. It did go off the top of Kalkowski's glove. And Ford could have worked a little magic there. 1-2 the count. Ames winds and deals. Swing and a miss. And this time, Kalkowski gloves and fires it around. 15 strikeouts. And that power pitch, letter high, outer half of the plate. And the strikeout is out number two here in the Canamax sixth inning. Three-1 Seneca Valley leads. Canamax has four outs to work with. The last eight batters retired since the Doyle bunt base hit. Tapper foul by Doyle. No balls and a strike. Plate umpire McConnell dust off the plate. Long time between pitches in this game. One of the beauties of softball is you don't normally have this swing and a miss. Doyle now in an 0-2 hole. Now, I've grown up a baseball fan, love baseball, but got exposed to high school and then college softball and really love the game. And part of that is the pace. There is, with the exception of Lexi Ames this year, I've not seen a game that drags this long and being that efficient. He's just striking out batter after batter, but a long time in between each. Swing and a miss, and Doyle down on strikes. Nine straight outs accomplished against Cannon McMillan, and seven of those have been by way of strikeout. We go to the bottom of the sixth, Seneca Valley 3, Cannon McMillan 1, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
When we go back to the seventh, the Big Macs know they'll need at least two. The defense's job now is to keep it that way. When we go there, it will be 3, 4, and 5 hitters due up, a combined 0-for-5 against Lexi Hames, who has struck out 16 through six innings. But Seneca Valley with the opportunity to bat first and look to add to this 3-1 margin. Kylie Stout will lead off. She's 0-for-2. Hit into a force play and grounded back to the pitcher, Lila Mowry. Mowry toes the rubber. The right-hander deals. First pitch swinging. Fouled off. Going to drift out of play. Three seniors on this Cannon McMillan roster. They are Morgan Doyle, Sammy Merkel, and Olivia Ford. Chartiers Houston leads Carmichael's 3-2, going to the bottom of the seventh. Ground ball, stepping the shortstop, handles the second hop, throws to first, one down.
Number 4, Liv Harrell.
Well, Chartiers Houston led for much of the game, 1-0. Carmichael's took a 2-1 lead. And now Chartiers Houston tied it at 2. Now in this seventh inning has taken a 3-2 lead. Going to the bottom of the seventh there in the 1A semifinal. The winner will play Union. First pitch up and away for a ball. Batters Liv Harum. A couple of flyouts to right. Aurora Sheardon has handled 4 fly ball outs. And the left fielder Sammy Merkel has handled 3. Pitch just comes inside for a ball, 2-0. And with the number of WPIL playoff and state playoff games these two teams have played over the last 25 years, it is really pretty remarkable to me, pitch in for a called strike. Remarkable that they've only played twice in the playoffs. 2005, Cannon McMillan, a 5-2 win over Seneca Valley. 14 years later, Seneca Valley beat the Big Macs 8-4 in the quarters. And that's it, the only two meetings in postseason play in the last 25 years between these two. We've got three balls and a strike to count to Liv Harum, the 7 batter. Mowry deals, pitch misses high for ball 4. Runner at first, the one-out walk in the bottom part of the
number
batting order.
Anna Kalkowski.
Anna Kalkowski comes to the plate. Her ground ball up the middle last time up, not fielded cleanly by Stebbin. The walk is the 5th in the game allowed by Mowry, but the 1st since the 3rd inning. Kalkowski takes a called strike. WPIL softball championships on the Wednesday-Thursday calendar. The exact times and days for the teams not known or not announced yet, more accurately. Line shot in the center field. Kalkowski with a base hit. Just the 4th hit of the game for
Riley
Seneca Valley. But now the Raiders with 1st and 2nd and 1 out. And Michelle Moeller going to go to the circle. Cratchville to bat, but the courtesy runner Voles takes over for Kalkowski at first base. So again, the just the 4th hit of the game. And we are going to get a pitching change. Lila Mowry going to give way. And Brooke Boomer going to come on. Mowry leaves after 5 1/3. Mowry, a freshman. And Boomer, a sophomore.
Now pitching for the Big Macs, number 32, Brooke Boomer.
Boomer comes on here in the bottom of the 6th with 1 out. Runners at 1st and 2nd. Numbers to this point, incomplete as of yet, but 5 1/3 innings, 3 runs allowed, 1 earned. Mowry allowed 4 singles, walked 5, and had 1 strikeout in the game. She can be the losing pitcher, cannot get the win.
For the Raiders, number 19, Paige Voles.
Paige Voles, the courtesy runner for the catcher, is at first. Liv Harum, who started this frame with a walk after 1 out, is up at 2nd base. Seneca Valley looking for insurance and got a big run after 2 outs with a couple of wild pitches last inning. And Boomer going to try to keep the margin right where it is and give the Big Macs chance, bats one more chance. Ball bunted at but missed by the 9-hitter Cratchville. She walked in the 2nd and flew out to left to end the 4th. No balls and a strike. Infield rotation, bunt not shown. Pitch in the dirt. Boomer snares that. Boomer to Boomer. The battery. Oh, boy. How many B's can you say in one sentence? Ball and a strike. Tapper, foul over top of the catcher and home plate umpire. Now 1-2. Big Macs allowed 2 runs in the 1st, but could have been out of that with no damage. Allowed 2 runs in the 5th, but clearly could have been out of that without any runs across. Of course, Seneca Valley could have been out of the Canamac scoring inning. And now Boomer throws a pitch about 8 feet in the air and goes straight to the backstop. Wild pitch, runners to 2nd and 3rd. Two balls and 2 strikes, the count. Boomer deals, ball pop foul. That's going to drift back out of play. Well, now the wild pitch really puts the heat on the defense. The good news, with one out, Cratchable already had two strikes on her when that happened, so not likely to immediately turn your nine-hitter into a bunter to bring a run home. Ball slap foul, and that almost went in the dugout. Third base side. It missed by about a foot from going right in the opening. Two balls, two strikes, one out, runners at second and third. Boomer steps onto the rubber and pitches, swinging a foul tip in and out of the glove of catcher Boomer. So life for Cratchable. Everybody resets, runners at second and third. Comes another 2-2, big high changeup. Misses. That ball easy to give up on by Cratchable because it didn't really have a chance to drop in. A walk, not the worst thing that could happen for Canamac, but you give it back to the top of the order. Swing and a miss, went back up high again. And Cratchable could not measure it. First strikeout for Number Boomer. 18, second, Abby Seneca Cal Valley Kelsey. Batter to strike out. And now two outs, bottom of the sixth, second and third to the top of the order. Abby Kalkowski, a couple of flyouts to right, also drew a walk and scored the game's first run. Pitch up and away for a ball. And right back to that same line of thinking here. A walk is not the worst thing for the Big Macs. With first base open, Chartiers Houston a 3-2 winner over Carmichael's. Line shot over the second baseman Ford's glove all the way to the fence. Both runs will score. Kalkowski digging into second. A two-run, two-out double to take the lead now to 5-1.
Number 21, Kara Pasquale.
One of the hardest hit balls of the day for Seneca Valley, and Kalkowski drilled it. That probably a foot and a half above Ford's glove at second base, and it went all the way to the fence. Those runs both charged to the starter. Book now complete on Mowry. Five runs, three earned, ground ball. Past the shortstop, runner rounding third, throw to the plate, not in time, and good heads-up base running by Pasquale. She takes second on the throw home. Pasquale's third hit of the day. She's in at second
Number
with an RBI single.
Lexi Hayes.
A runner at second. And two outs, and here comes Lexi Hames, now out to a 6-1 lead. Boy, the hill was big enough, but now the Allegheny Mountain has just turned into Mount Everest for the Big Macs. Down 6-1 with three outs to work with, and only a bunt base hit so far. But first things first, got to get out of where you are. Hames takes it in the dirt. Boomer can't snare it. Wild pitch moves Pasquale to third. Second wild pitch since Boomer has come on to take the place of the starter Mowry. Two out, runner at third. The ball goes to the backstop, run across. And the wild pitch here, the drop ball hits out in front of Boomer. And I'll tell you one thing Boomer has to do, so you got to learn to get wide and just try to glove that ball with the one hand. The other arm never moved. Hames takes that pitch in for a called strike. But three wild pitches in this inning in relief for Brooke Boomer and trying to get out of it. Inning getting away from the Big Macs. Hames takes called strike two to fill the count. Washington County will send teams to the WPIO championship in the two smallest classes. Churchiers, Houston, and Bentworth will play in the 1A and 2A finals. Hames takes ball four just off the plate. Get a look at that pitch. And yep, looked like catcher Boer was set up on the outside edge and then just reached just across, just outside the knee. And
now running at first,
ball,
number six,
the walk.
Emory Rice.
It's the sixth walk given to a Seneca Valley batter, the first allowed by Boomer. Emory Rice on to run. Big Max had been fortunate on the earlier walks. Only one of them had come across to score, but now that is at least two in the game, two of the six. But just can't get the out here in the sixth inning. Pitch fouled off. A 7-1 advantage. It was 3-1 when we went to the inning. Ground ball sharply to third. Swope, glove throw across. Side retired, but not before Seneca Valley plates four runs on three hits. There was a runner left on. We go to the seventh. Your score now, Seneca Valley 7, Canon McMillan 1, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monacalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Winner of our game, which Seneca Valley leads 7-1 at the moment, will take on the Norwin-Hempfield winner. Hempfield the one seed. Norwin already upset the four seed Pine Richland, trying to dump the one seed Hempfield. Norwin leading 3-0 in the fourth at Gateway.
For Ken and Mac, number 10, Haley Swope.
Haley Swope to lead off the Canon Max 6. The Big Max needs six runs before giving up three outs, or the season will come to an end. Swope stands in. She is struck out and sacrificed in two plate appearances. Lexi Hames deals. Bunt shown. Swope then pulled back, then took it back around, chopped at it, and fouls the ball off. Just scoring recap after the ball game. Also our Washington County College Center player of the game, presented by Community College of Beaver County. Swope ready. Hames getting there. Deals. Ball taken high for a ball. I'm going to ask if there was an offer, and no, it certainly appeared that Swope pulled the bat back. Ball on a strike. I'll get a good look. Well, I'll tell you, about out there a long time with the ball in the area. That's one of the beauties of the replay stuff that we have. Get a little extra look there. Appreciate our crew today. Eric Bennett producing. Brett Gambita on our operator-controlled camera. Swing and a miss, and the count goes to 1-2. Here the other day for a game, we actually had a first base camera. We've only had two plays there that would have even gone back to look at on that particular replay view. Ball and two strikes, swing and a miss. Swope is victim number 17 for the right-hander Lexi Hames.
Number 91, Kirsten.
That'll bring up
Williams.
Kirsten Williams with one out here in the top of the seventh. Seneca Valley's only loss of the year came on May the 1st to Hempfield. That gave the Hempfield Spartans the number one seed because that was the second meeting between the two. And so the committee looked at the resumes and said, okay, you're pretty similar, and you won the second meeting, you get the one seed. So here's Seneca Valley trying to get to the championship game. To this point, Hempfield hasn't scored. The ball's on a strike to Kirsten Williams. Hames ready to go. Ball pop foul. That's going to drift back out of play. By the way, for Seneca Valley, this is their first game in 14 days. Closed the regular season with a 12-1 win over 5A number 5 Shaler and have not played since. A bye into the semifinals, so that the delay extended in the 6A bracket because only six teams in. Here comes the 0-2. Williams takes strike three, looking. Two down. That is the
number 22, Skylaw Stebbins.
Third strikeout by against Williams, and the last two looking. Two outs in the inning. One out left in the Cannon McMillan softball campaign for 2024. Came in hoping to avoid a third consecutive quarterfinal round exit. But Big Macs need to come back even better than what the Pirates did last night. Four would not be enough. First pitch fouled off to the backstop, and back over the backstop, actually. No balls and a strike to Skyla Stebbin. She also has struck out twice. There's a lot of that in this lineup sheet today. That's how you get 18 strikeouts through 6 2/3. Strike called. Pitch right down the inner edge of the plate. No balls, two strikes, two out, and nobody on for Cannon McMillan. You don't get any more last minute than this if they're going to rally. Hames, ball on the hip, hands in front, hands up, down, step and pitch, ball popped up behind second. Second baseman Winkle going back for it, now drifting toward the right field line, makes the catch and ends the ball game. Big Max retired in order in the last three consecutive innings, did not have a base runner. Your final score, Seneca Valley 7, Cannon McMillan 1, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let's get back and get you a scoring recap. Bottom of the first inning, Seneca Valley loaded the bases. Abby Kalkowski walked. Kara Pasquale with a base hit to center. And then Lexi Hames hit a comebacker. The throw to third was on time and on target, but dropped by the Big Macs third baseman Haley Swope to load first the bases after a flyout.
Seven runs.
Six Nev hits. Miller walked to drive in a run. Kylie Stout then hit into a force play at second, but that scored Pasquale. As it turned out, Seneca Valley had all the runs they would need, up 2-0 at that point. Would stay that way to the top of the fourth inning. Big Macs Olivia Ford reaches base for the second time with a strikeout pass ball. Morgan Doyle then with a bunt base hit, and the throw to first to try to get her was thrown away, a bad throw from the third baseman. So runners at second and third brought up Haley Swope with nobody out. She put down a bunt fielded by the pitcher, throw to first in time to get the out there, but Ford was able to score on the play to get the Bucks' only run of the game. Stayed 2-1 to the top of the fifth after one out back-to-back singles by Pasquale and Hames. Then Bella Gross fly out to left. Runners had to hold. And then back-to-back wild pitches uncorked by Lila Mowry brought Pasquale home to make it 3-1. And then in the bottom of the sixth after one out, Liv Harum walked. Anna Kalkowski with a base hit. That was the end of the day for Mowry. In comes Brooke Boomer. She uncorks a wild pitch to move the runners up, but then strikes out Cratchable. But Abby Kalkowski with a two-run double to score two runners that Mowry had allowed to make it at that point 5-1. Then Pasquale singled to score Kalkowski. A fielder's choice, the throw to the plate, allowed her to take second, and back-to-back wild pitches brought Pasquale around to score to set the final. When we come back, we're going to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Let's do the numbers first. Seneca Valley, 7 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 6 left on. Cannon McMillan, 1 run, 1 hit, 2 errors, 1 runner left on base. Cannon McMillan's season ends at 7-12. Seneca Valley picks up its 20th win of the season as the Raiders move on to the WPIL championship game with the 7-1 win. Pitching numbers, this ought to tell you who we're going to get to in our player of the game. Lexi Hames is the winner, throws 7 innings, allows 1 unearned run, 1 hit, a bunt base hit. Hames did not walk a batter and struck out 18 in 7 innings. Lexi Hames of Seneca Valley, our Community College of Beaver County, Washington County College Center player of the game. Lila Mowry takes the loss, 5 1/3, charged with 5 runs, 3 earned. Gave up, let me just check on the hits there. Yeah, gave up the last two there. So 4 hits allowed, walked 5, and struck out 1. Brooke Boomer came on to get the final 2 outs of that 6th inning. So it's on to the WPIL finals for Seneca Valley, and Cannon McMillan's season comes to an end with this loss here today. So Washington County will have 2 teams in WPIL softball championship games. The 3-seed Chartiers Houston, a 3-2 winner over second-seeded Carmichaels. Chartiers Houston will meet Union in the 1A championship game next Wednesday or Thursday. Carmichaels will play West Green in a positioning game. Both have already qualified for states. And in the 2A bracket, it'll be 1-2, Neshannock to take on the Bentworth Bearcats for the 2A championship. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. And by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Our high school playoff coverage will take a deep breath and a break for the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Then we'll partner with the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and Greensports.net to produce all 6 WPIL softball championship games from Penn West, California's Lilly Field, set to get underway next Wednesday. Our thanks to head coaches Michelle Moeller and Marlise Hames, to Bob Bizzuto, Brandon Rossi, and the entire crew here at North Allegheny. For our floor director, Eric Bennett, Brett Gambito on camera, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the 6A softball semifinals, your score, Seneca Valley 7, Cannon McMillan 1. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.